last job. We're in the top three comedy podcasts. We beat Conan.
Good morning, Angel.
Yep.
Good night, huh?
We're out of milk.
Here, have the rest of my coffee. It's still warm.
No.
Suit yourself. Oh, wow. Gorgeous.
Why are you staring at the wall?
It's not a wall. It's greener pastures. In this wall, I see hope. I like the new cow. eBay?
Yep.
Wasn't up when I left.
No, it wasn't.
Is Brian a waiter slash actor slash carpenter?
No.
So not a good date.
It was a great date.
Okay.
He's a lot of fun. He's kind. Is he perfect for me? I don't know. Does he make me laugh? Yes. And I don't feel that I have to pretend with him. I mean, I'm not confiding in him yet, but I'm not pretending to be agreeable Annie. So yeah, it was a great date.
What is with you?
Brian didn't hang it up. Mark hung it up.
Wow. There it is.
What?
I'm just sensing. Subtext.
I'm going to get milk.
Is everything okay?
No. Coffee's the most important meal of the day, and I don't drink it black.
When did Mark come over?
Last night around 10.
Was Amanda okay with that?
I don't know. Something's up with them.
I'm just gonna ask, so don't bite my head off. Did something happen between you and Mark?
No.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
we got into a fight.
Over Amanda?
Over Brian.
Because he didn't know?
Because he thought my next date was with Jason B, per our bet, but I told him the truth about Brian.
Kerosene?
And that it went well.
Match?
And that it was early stages, but I hadn't felt that myself around someone in a long time.
And light. Boom!
What?
Because that set him off, right?
Yeah. It's not about the bet anymore. If the bet was created so that I could find someone decent, I did. Game over. And Mark, I don't know, for some reason, it's like he can't deal with that.
For some reason? What is that?
It's not because he likes me.
Oh my God.
I all but asked.
You did?
I asked him why he cared so much who I dated.
And?
And he said we're friends, like always.
Well,
I think I've just always been there for him, and he's afraid I won't be.
What if he said he liked you? Loved you, even. What then?
I don't even want to know.
Why?
I wouldn't trust it.
What?
Look, I've been around for 7 years, and all seven of those, Mark has willingly been with Amanda. Things are a little off with them, and then he turns to me? There's such thing as a rebound.
Carrie, do you think that you might just be afraid of getting hurt?
No, I'm not afraid. I'm just unwilling to be someone's second choice. Let him and Amanda work out their problems. I've met Brian. I've removed myself from the equation.
Carrie, I hear
you. I'm getting milk. I'll see you later.
Please just let me talk to you about this, please.
Hey, Carrie, it's me. I owe you an apology. Actually, I owe you several apologies. And despite the wonders of the voice memo medium, I would rather not say them via this. I dated a lawyer long enough to know whatever you say can and will be used against you. Amanda and I broke up last night. Yeah. After we spoke, I went over there and, look, I know I shouldn't be asking you for any favors, but any chance that we could talk in person? I know seeing me might be the last thing you want to do, but there's something I really have to tell you. I'm in your neighborhood. I'm picking up bagels. I can just drop by. It would be really great to talk to you.
That's it?
That's it.
7:40.
For a gallon of milk?
Inflation.
Seriously?
There's Lactaid in the back. That's cheaper.
Why?
It's Lactaid.
Okay, just the regular milk, thanks. What?
Hey, Carrie, it's me. I owe you an apology. Actually, I owe you several.
Delete.
The weak never forgive.
What? I'm not weak.
Next!
I'm not weak.
6:50.
For butter?
Inflation.
Martha, I got milk. I'm sorry. Long night. I'm returning with an apology black and white cookie, and... Oh, no.
Carrie?
What are you doing here?
Bagels. I like your pajamas.
Okay, you don't exist.
No, I like the Muppets.
Get away!
What?
This is my neighborhood, and at 8:30 in the morning, there are no run-ins allowed. This block is my backyard. You're invading my privacy. Well,
Sam says the best bagels.
I know. I showed you Sam's.
I know you did.
I'm going upstairs. Let me be alone.
Carrie, can we just talk, please?
I can forgive.
What?
Like, it was a fight. You're absolved. Good day. Bye.
Did you listen to my voice memo?
Sure. Yes.
And you don't have anything to say?
About what?
Carrie, Amanda and I broke up.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You broke up last night?
Yeah.
After you and I spoke?
Yeah.
Why?
Don't you know?
No.
Look, when Amanda and I met, I thought I couldn't have dreamt up someone who was a better fit.
Yep, so you've said.
Just let me get this out, please. In many ways, Amanda and I were the same, are the same. We like the same things, we have the same interests, and you know, we'd say to each other, we're so right together, look at these other people our age looking for what we have. And the thing is, I think over time, we're so right became what we said to make up for the things we weren't feeling. Like if we said we fit, then we could look over the fact that we didn't get excited about spending time together. It became an excuse to not look too closely at what we actually were. I don't think I ever would have looked had it not been for this bet.
We're done with the bet.
I know. I know. But I didn't want it to end. I didn't want it to end because I didn't want to stop spending time with you. You know, I didn't want it to end because I didn't want to become one of the many people that you called instead of one of the few. I didn't want it to end because it was a good excuse for talking about the things that we were talking about when, as a friend, I had no place to... Carrie, I didn't want it to end because I don't want you to fall for someone else. I don't want you to fall for someone else when I am sure that I am falling for you.
Don't do this.
Carrie.
Mark.
Carrie, you're the first person I want to talk to every day. You're the last person I want to say goodnight to. I get excited when I get a message from you, and I want to tell you everything that is happening in my life. And I want to hear everything that is happening in yours. God, you make me laugh. You know, you're unpredictable. You're charming, and you're memorable. And I know that the timing is bad, but I think this has been coming for a while, and I don't want to pretend anymore that I don't feel this way about you. And I think you might feel the same way, too.
You don't feel that way about me.
Yes, I do.
No, you're just afraid to be alone, but you'll be okay, I promise.
I'm not ending my relationship and transitioning to you. I'm ending my relationship because of my feelings for you.
No. You ended your relationship because you outgrew it.
No. I ended it because I love you. Carrie, did you hear me? I love you.
I heard that you're sad and looking for companionship, but I'm your friend.
I don't want to just be friends.
Well, I don't want a friend who tells me he loves me just because he's scared I'm going to stop calling him now that I've met someone.
Is that what you think I'm doing?
Yes, I do.
That's absurd. I liked you. All those years ago, I would have loved to have been with you. It wasn't a drunken hookup. I was interested in you. And if I had thought that you were too, I don't know what would have happened.
That's such bullshit. You haven't been pining for me for 7 years.
No, I haven't. That's not what I'm saying. Amanda and I had a great relationship, but when push came to shove, she was not the person that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. It is not fair to say this is a rebound. It isn't.
You know what I've learned?
What?
That I get a say in who I end up with. That it's not who likes me, it's who do I like. And I don't want to think about molds or rules or breaking them or adhering to them. I don't want a partner who tallies me up with a little checklist to see if I'm enough. Like, check, 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 check. I like Brian, and he likes me. I'm sorry about you and Amanda. I am. But I've got to go.
Who do you like?
What?
When you say to yourself, who, Carrie, do you like? Is the answer me? apart from this, apart from you feeling like I've judged you or ranked you, apart from all of that, when you think who you like, doesn't a part of you think of me? Come on, Carrie. Ignore the noise. Ignore my noise. How do you feel?
And then what happened?
I left, obviously.
You left?
Of course.
He let you leave?
No.
Okay, good, 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 good.
No, he begged me to stay. He went over it again, how he felt.
Okay.
Yeah, I just said I was sorry he and Amanda broke up again, and then I left.
How do you feel?
I said...
No, that was you in the heat of the moment. How do you feel now?
The same.
Can you honestly say that you don't feel the way about Mark that he feels about you?
Yes.
Yes, you have feelings, or yes?
Yes, I can honestly say that I'm not interested.
Really?
Why are you being like this?
I'm just asking.
Did I have feelings for Mark when we met? Sure. Have I over the years thought romantically about him? Okay, yes, fine. I have.
Well, then just why don't you?
But I don't want to act on them.
Why not?
Because he's heartbroken.
No. Why won't you act on them? Regardless of his response, like, why won't you say how you feel?
Because it's not funny.
What?
If I said okay, if I believed him, if I indulged feelings I once had about him that I still sometimes wonder about, and it didn't work out, or it turned out I was right, that his feelings were fleeting, I wouldn't be able to bounce back from that. Or I could, but our friendship would be over, and I rely on that friendship more than you know. It's not a small thing. It's not a cool, funny story what we have. I can't do that, especially when for him it's like he's tallied it up, my pros, her cons, and made a decision.
Is that what he's doing?
Yes.
Or is it that when he was confronted with the idea of a life without you, there was no choice?
I don't know.
Being vulnerable is what falling in love is. It's exposing yourself to the possibility that it won't work out. That you can't control the narrative, you can't spin it. Real heartbreak just hurts. But even if that's a risk, Carrie, you'll have to take it sometime.
I am. With Brian.
Okay.
So I started in Cambodia, then I went to Laos, after which I spent some time in Bali.
Oh, I've always wanted to go to Bali.
You should make it a priority.
Yeah, I just haven't traveled as much as I'd like to.
How come?
Work.
You can't let that stop you.
Yeah.
The food is amazing, and most people think it's really about the beaches.
Mm.
But I think the mountains are... Mm-hmm. Sorry, is everything okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. It's not important. What about the 24-hour flights?
Well, once you've been in an airplane for 10 hours, you sort of forget about the Earth.
Oh, I thought you were trying to sell me on this destination.
Well, who is it?
My friend. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure nothing's... can you just excuse me one second?
Of course.
Hey, it's me. I thought about what you said, and if the situation were reversed, I would feel the same way. I would feel like the next best option. But Carrie, you're not, and I don't know how to convince you of that. I know I would be wary as hell if I were you. I mean, I'm scared, and I'm the one saying these things. Do you know how much we stand to lose if this doesn't work out? Like, I stand to lose my best friend. And I wouldn't risk that relationship for anything in the world. Except for a different, deeper relationship with you. That is worth it. I know you don't want to hear from me. It's fine. But I have as much to lose here as you do.
He's not just a friend, is he?
I don't know.
Carrie.
What?
I like you.
I like you too.
I'd like to work that out with you.
I...
What?
I love you.
How do you expect me to... response.
How about you love me too?
Hello?
It's me. Let me up.
Carrie, I just...
I was on a great date with Brian, which you ruined. No surprise there. You know, you've done a great job of ignoring feelings for 7 years just to make sure I end up completely and totally alone.
No, that's not...
I'm not finished. And despite all of that, or maybe because of it, I have had a crush on you for almost 7 years. I have loved you for almost all the time we've known each other. I left Brian tonight because he wasn't you. I don't know what I'll do if this doesn't work out. I don't know if I can show you all of me. I don't know if I can show anyone all of me, but I know the only person I want to be myself with is you. What do you say?
Oh, I can speak now?
Go ahead.
Come here. Oh, God, I'm sorry I've been such an idiot.
It's okay, me too.
I love you, Carrie.
I love you too. As a friend.
No. That is not funny.
So, what do you think?
About what?
Do we make it?
Yes. Yes. What do you think?
Most likely. But should we bet on it?
No.
No, come on, I'll bet you...
Carrie?